All right, let's talk Hurricanes defense with defensive coordinator Lance Guidry. Coach, first of all, welcome to Miami. Welcome to the Miami Hurricanes.
I appreciate it.
Let's talk a little bit about training camp so far. What have you learned about your defense?
Well, I think they're a defense that likes the pressure. It seems like they want to play man-to-man a lot better than zone, which is a good thing for me. But I think we're doing a good job in the secondary, challenging some routes. And we're really rushing the passer well right now. And the backers are starting to get better and better each practice. And we're trying to, we're getting some continuity in there, who we think should be the starters and who should be backups, and just see how many guys we can play with at linebacker.
It's interesting you mentioned they like the pressure. They want to go after the quarterback. Why do you think that is, that the makeup of this defense? Is it because maybe a lot of those guys are from this area and that's what they've done, or is it just in their DNA?
I think it's a little bit of both. These guys have been playing 7-on-7 probably throughout their whole career, and they're used to playing man-to-man, and I just think the kids down here are physical, and they like to run to the football, and when you pressure people, it allows them to, you activate them, I should say, and you don't have to sit back on your heels as much. So it just kind of fits them. But we are playing good zone as well, getting better at that. So we need to be multiple and disguise things.
When you looked at your defense and started putting some of the pieces together, where did you start with that puzzle? Who are some of the guys that you looked at and said, well, these guys have to be the important part of the puzzle?
Well, anytime you're playing with four down linemen, for the most part, it's how you're going to get that fifth guy for us. Is it another secondary guy or is it another backer on the back end? So we're playing both. We're playing base with four down linemen, three backers, trying to figure out who that third backer is. Is it James Williams? Is it another backer prospect? Then when you go nickel, who's that nickel? And it looks like the Davis kid. It'll probably be the nickel, but you don't know that. So we're trying to piece all that together. But you have to be good up front no matter what.
Yeah.
I think that's the strength of our defense. I think we have the most numbers there. I think we rush the passer. We're violent. So if we can pressure up front with just four guys and disrupt the running pass, it's going to help out the back end.
Yeah, you talked, just mentioning the back end for a moment. The other day, you talked about your backers and the secondary, the brain trust of your defense.
Yeah.
And you've got some guys there that have made some plays.
Sure. You got to start with Cam Kitchens. He's kind of the leader on the back end back there. And then the Kiko kid, the linebacker, the transfer kid in here. He's really, really sharp as well. So I'm excited. James is back there as well. James is very smart, knows the defense. And got the backer, the KJ Cloud kid that came in from Louisville, which is another guy in there. But we've got a bunch of guys that can play in there. It's not settled yet, but we've got some guys we can work with for sure.
Yeah, you have some great competition going on. One guy that's not backing down, he's played a lot of football, banged up a little bit in the spring, but Corey Flagg, very smart kid, loves football. He's not backing down, is he?
No, Corey's probably made the most improvement from the spring to the fall to camp, and probably because he had a foot injury. So he wasn't full speed in the spring, but I've seen a lot of growth with him this fall camp. So I'm excited for him, and I feel like we probably got four to five backers we can play.
It's funny, in college football today, you got teams with a lot of wide receivers, like the University of Miami.
Yeah.
They're going to play a lot of guys at wide receiver.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, you need a bunch of defensive backs.
Yeah.
And that room has grown this year.
Sure.
And it looks like you have a lot of interchangeable parts.
We do. We got the Richard kid that came in from Vanderbilt. He's a kid that we're adding in at corner. You have both Brown brothers can play. The youngest one had a great day today. The older one been probably the most consistent corner we've had. And I already mentioned the Davis kid. The Davis kid can play corner, can play nickel. And at the safety position, we're trying to gain depth. The Harris kid and the Williams kid, Markeith. So we feel like we've got interchangeable parts back there. It's just kind of narrowing it down to which guys we think can play when the game's on the line.
Leonard Taylor, you mentioned guys up front. Player from South Florida.
Sure.
Highly recruited, but Leonard said this year he needed, maybe in paraphrase what he said about taking more responsibility, being a harder worker. Are you starting to see some of those things?
Yeah, it's hot right now, so big guys are the ones that get the tiredest.
Yeah.
But he's pushing through. He's been really explosive, disruptive. But up front, those big guys get tired. There's no way around it, especially at the tackle position. But I think he's fighting through it, and he's having a good fall camp.
All right, last thing for you. What do you want to see from your defense over the next couple of weeks?
Just more consistency with run fits. just the pass concepts, as far as reading the routes and that, and just not cutting anybody loose in the run or the pass game, making people earn it and making our offense earn it. And we see something different every day, which is good, that we're not prepared for, and I like to see how our kids respond to that and can they fix it on the sideline, because that's what's going to happen on Saturday nights.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us.
Appreciate
we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Defensive coordinator Lance Kittery joining us here on the show.